And the gavel. Okay. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to tonight's city council meeting. My name's Craig Maladra. I'm one of the aldermen from the Fifth Ward. I'm also mayor pro tem, and Mayor Burns can't be here tonight, so I have the honors. Let's start with a roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
John Cummins.
Here.
Ralph Dantino. Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Dean Kilburg.
Here.
Craig Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelsberg.
Here.
All right. For the Pledge of Allegiance, tonight we have two chiefs in the house. Could I get you guys to lead us in the pledge?
Someone doesn't have an emergency.
Pledge to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 3A, I think we'll just skip this one.
No.
I was kidding. Presentation by Geneva Beautification on pasta for posies. Hi.
This is our really high-tech.
Our visual. Hi, I'm Jenny from Geneva Beautification, working with the fundraising committee, trying to do just that. We are having our spaghetti dinner, our annual fundraiser, on March 7th at the Riverview Banquets in Batavia from 5 to 8 o'clock. And there are several merchants around town that are selling tickets for us, as well as City Hall. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for children. At the door, it's $12 for adults and $6 for children. And the places where these can be purchased are the Geneva Chamber of Commerce, City Hall, as I mentioned, Geneva History Center, Graham's 318, the Olive Mill, Riley's Drugs, and Geneva Ace Hardware. So we need everyone to come out to support this event so we can get the money we need to buy the flowers so we can continue planting them as we do three times each year. So we're looking forward to lots of people to come out and support the effort.
And if I may add, it costs roughly around $12,000 to $12,500 yearly to plant, and we don't get nearly as much out of the pasta for posies. So we do rely on donations as well. So,
yep, thanks. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions?
If the chair doesn't mind, may I leave this up at least till through our meeting?
Sure.
Thank you.
All right.
What about
item
me?
Four.
I'm
any
this.
Amendments?
Here.
I'll wait till we're settled in. Any amendments to the agenda? Okay, no amendments. Item five, omnibus agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted by one motion. Can I have a motion? Vogelsberg, Alderman Hill. Roll call, please.
Don Cummings.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Dean Kilburg.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
All right, thank you. Moves us down to item 10, municipal bills for payment.
Bills for payment total $2,491,346.94.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read. The individual bills are displayed on the city website under the city council packet for tonight.
Do I have a second by Alderman Hill? Another roll call.
Don Cummings.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Dean Kilburg.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
That moves us down to item number 12. So item 13, new business. Anybody on the council have any new business they'd like to present? Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
ladies and gentlemen of the council and the audience and those in attendance this evening. We have a citizen of Geneva who is a dear friend of mine and also one of my constituents who has written a booklet. His name is Richard Hollinger. I think you possibly recognize the man, the gentleman's name. And I'd like to give you a little bio on Rich, if I may. He, of course, is an author, and he's a Marmion teacher. And he's best known for his writing with few words, but when it comes to talking about his passion and love for writing, his word counts and littleness numbers. Hollinger has a master's degree in English from Washington University, PhD in English from the University of Illinois, Chicago. He's published around 50 short stories, 50 poems, and countless book reviews and other creative nonfiction, all while being an English teacher at Marmion Academy for the past 30 years. He most recently published his first ever chapbook, Hybrid Seeds, Little Fiction, which has been published by, I can't pronounce this too well, but Catawampus Press. The chapbook is about 25 pages and has 13 stories, and more than half of which have been published in literary magazines. He will be hosting his reading and signing of his chapbook at the Elgin Gale Borden Library on April 5th at 7 p.m. I attended his reading here just recently at St. Charles Public Library back on February the 16th. I found it to be very entertaining and very interesting, and I certainly would recommend any of you that would like to attend to do so, and I think you'll find it very pleasurable. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome.
May I ask Mr. Singer a question?
Yes.
I believe some of the stories involve local people in the Fox Valley. Is that correct?
I'm not too sure if he's generated that concept, but they're very short tidbits of stories, so they're just maybe a page or two long at the most. So I'm not too sure if he's really devised any of his stories in that direction at all. I'm not too certain of that.
Thank you.
Well, since he's done readings in Elgin and St. Charles, maybe they involve Elgin people and St. Charles people.
Our neighbors.
Exactly. Any other new business? Alderman Hill.
I have an announcement. The Geneva Chamber of Commerce golf outing will be June the 4th at Royal Hawk in St. Charles, and anybody who wants to participate from the City of Geneva or the Council, please get in touch with me. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Anybody in the audience? Nope. Okay. Item 14, the motion.
I move that we move to closed session for a semi-annual review of closed session minutes and for closed session on collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Flanagan.
Roll call as well.
Yes.
Roll call, please.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Arthur Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Bob Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
All right. There likely will be action after the closed session on the approval of the minutes, so we'll be back.
Okay, well,
I really do brag about those.
Let me give it a try.
All right. Sam.
Sam.
You going to join us?
Oh, why not?
How about moving? We return to open session.
So move. Yeah, hold it.
Hearts and Hill.
I was trying to make notes on that. Oh, I could have stood here. Sorry.
Let me.
Like at home, just throw it. So formal.
And Hill.
Marks and Hill.
All right. All in favor? Aye.
Of what?
Returning to open session.
Aye.
You sure you want to do that? Any opposed? No. Okay.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve the release of the closed session minutes of the full session April 25th, 2011, full session October 4th, 2010, and partial of August 15th, 2011.
Okay, second.
Thank you.
Alderman Brown. Voice vote's good enough. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. All right. That's it. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Marks and Hill.
All in favor.
Yeah, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thanks. Good night.
Good job.
You know what we got to do?